1, 2, 3, go!
Okay.
Welcome to SportsMed Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past week, we've had two posts on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. In the first post, we summarized a study where the authors found that an athlete's overall motivation during rehabilitation of an athletic injury is enriched when their psychological needs of competence, autonomy, and relatedness are met. Athletic trainers have the unique ability to foster these needs while treating an injured athlete. In the second post, we introduced a consensus statement from the NCAA Inter-Association Task Force on Sleep and Wellness. If we take a closer look at that first post, we find that the authors conducted interviews with 10 NCAA Division I athletes, which included 7 females. These athletes had sustained an injury less than a year prior to the interview that resulted in at least 4 weeks of removal from practice and competitions. The athletes represented a wide range of sports and injuries. 7 of the athletes were fully recovered from their injury at the time of the interview, and recovery times ranged from 7 weeks to 1 year. Transcripts from each interview were analyzed by 4 experienced researchers using a consensual qualitative research procedure. From this analysis, 4 domains were identified. First was an athlete's concern about injury and rehabilitation. For example, physical concerns about pain, loss of fitness, or lack of progress during rehabilitation, and psychological concerns about being disconnected from teammates and decreased confidence. The second domain was an athletic trainer's feedback and the athlete's perceptions of competence. Third was a person-centered approach from an athletic trainer and an athlete's perception of autonomy. And finally, a connection between an athletic trainer's and athletes' perceptions of relatedness. These themes emerged from athletes recounting their interactions and the positive effects of certain behaviors of their athletic trainer. However, some athletes expressed how these themes were lacking in their situations, which negatively impacted their physical and psychosocial recovery. Motivation during rehabilitation was determined by an athlete's ability to provide input and receive feedback regarding the rehabilitation. Finally, these athletes recounted how a personable relationship with their athletic trainer provided them with a sense of relatedness, which increased their motivation. From these interviews, the authors were able to better understand an athletic trainer's role in fostering a patient's 3 basic psychological needs. Perceptions of competence were increased when an athletic trainer normalized a patient's injury by confirming that similar feelings and challenges were experienced by other athletes. Furthermore, competence was perceived when clear goals and expectations were communicated with an athlete. All 7 female athletes expressed the importance of their athletic trainer providing reassurance, which increased their self-esteem and confidence in the recovery process. However, none of the male athletes expressed this concern. Patients felt their needs of autonomy were met when their athletic trainers allowed input and provided choices of exercises. When athletic trainers allowed autonomy supportive environment, while still providing knowledgeable and expert guidance without controlling how an athlete felt, thought, and acted, this allowed them to a sense of ownership and boosted motivation and adherence to rehabilitation. An athlete's feeling of autonomy was thwarted when an athletic trainer either put too much emphasis on overall health rather than an urgency to return to sport, or too much pressure on performance. The balance of health and performance should be discussed on an individual basis, as each athlete will put more value in other one over the other. Finally, an athlete's perception of relatedness was reliant on their athletic trainer's ability to create a positive attitude towards recovery and rehabilitation while fostering a positive relationship and rapport with the athlete. Overall, these findings highlight that an athletic trainer who treats the whole person, for example, recognizing the athletic, academic, and social well-being of a person, had a positive influence on an athlete's motivation towards their physical and psychosocial recovery after an injury. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This week's most popular post was an article about how kids' summer schedules should be about sampling and not specializing in sport. And if you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 7 online evidence-based practice courses that are available through the Human Kinetics website. We'll have links to our summaries, the courses, and the article on our podcast website and in our show notes. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.